your evening is swell. Hopefully you're having a good time, and, you're aboard the Red Mercury. Incidentally, the Red Mercury, is on the high seas. Yeah, we were actually boarded today, but quite ironically, we were boarded by pirates. Real pirates. Not like, radio pirates, but, real pirates with guns. Well, they had swords and patches on their eyes, one at a peg leg, and, well, they came on board the Red Mercury. I'm not quite sure why they wanted to board the Red Mercury. We don't have a lot on board. It's just Spike and I. The only crew members here. And, I do have some other crew members on board, but they don't speak, ironically. They're actually dead. They're all undead, if you will. And, most of them haven't spoken a word in, quite a few decades. We've also got some skeletons on board the Red Mercury, but, they're pretty much from my wife's struggles and tribulations and whatnot. They don't really speak either. In fact, they're kind of shy sometimes on board the Red Mercury here. And, like I said, Spike is pretty much the only other living creature on board the Red Mercury. He's a lab rat here, and, Spike's playing with 175 IQ, but he won't speak a word. So, it's pretty much just me here on board the Red Mercury, and, I don't really have a name, so. People just refer to me as Red, sometimes Joe. Sometimes they think I'm Spike, but, I assure you I'm not. Welcome aboard the Red Mercury. We're just setting up some AC this evening, and, hopefully you're having a good night. Hopefully you're just kicking back, you got your feet up, maybe you've got the, cigar going, maybe the glass of, Chardonnay. Perhaps you're to the white variety. Maybe you're drinking a nice beer, a stout beer perhaps. Maybe you're somewhere where the heat is unbearable and you're sitting on your porch and you've got your lemonade. Maybe you're just drinking a nice ice cold lemonade with sweat running down the glass as well as your forehead. Maybe you've had a long, arduous day and hopefully they're finding you out there, and hopefully you can find us. You can find us on the forum group or the email, redmercurylabs@yahoo.com. Come on tonight, 6925 Upper Five Band. And it's legal with Carl Hill of Colton. Under the Trinity Group of Finance, innovation is the best form of flattery. A man named Charles Hill of Colton tonight, my friend. Let's go ahead and get back to the ACDC. Thank you. tonight, Red Mercury Labs, coming at you live tonight from the high seas.
Definitely not continental, intercontinental, not on land, if you will.
On the high seas, on the RV Red Mercury. Want to get some shout-outs to the new forum groups. I don't check them all, but I think a few of them. Coming into the FRN, I want to give a shout-out to thank you so much for those reports. Looks like we are getting out there from the Red Mercury. The dipole hanging from the yard arm is radiating this evening. Looks like we are getting out there. Also received an email to Renegade Radio. For that report. We're going to be doing some EQSLs, so if you would like one,
definitely send us an email request
at redmercurylabs@yahoo.com. And let's go ahead and get back to some music here. If you're just joining us, we're going to do a few songs already. We're playing some AC/DC, and
I was just attesting earlier to the fact that we were boarded by real pirates today. And, well, the outcome of that was pretty interesting.
They came on board. I'm not quite sure what they wanted.
I think they wanted to kidnap, tie us up, take us away, and hold us for ransom.
But then they found the crew of the Red Mercury. And I think it scared them to death.
Almost to the point
where they became undead.
Of course, at that point, they would have become crew of the Red Mercury, because all the crew on board the Red Mercury are undead.
A small little factoid there. They don't speak.
Spark is their only crew member that is actually a sentient creature that is alive and among us, and
with Spike's IQ, he refuses to speak. So, I'm not quite sure why he won't speak. I've tried many times, but
I'm not going to pressure him.
He's got his own skeletons. He won't speak to me. He won't speak on the air. But he's a very faithful companion. He's also our first mate here on board the Red Mercury. Well, we've got some...
We've got some interesting stuff on board the Red Mercury.
And I'm sure we all do.
Thank you.
still give a shout out to Jay Farley.
Thank you so much for that email.
Lex coming up. Looks like our F rating on that meter is not quite what it should be,
but
well, Lex, I can tell you,
we're quite some ways from you.
So we're hop, skipping, and jumping
for your location to receive our transmission. But
if I had a little bit more power here on the Red Mercury this evening, I might fire up that that other apparatus
type thing that we have. But
I'm only putting out about 150 tonight, so I apologize for that. Like I wish I could put out some more power for you, but we've got some experiments going on board, and I just can't pull power from those. Like with that new hanging for the job on. Anyway, back to our pirate boarding today.
I've kind of
talked about that a little bit.
And
I think these pirates were just shocked and amazed. They were scared to death, I can tell you that. I don't think I've ever seen anybody run so fast in my life. I can tell you, these pirates that boarded us definitely had their sea legs, because they ran like marathon runners, you know. Oh, great entertainment. On board the Red Mercury, often imitated, never duplicated.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for that report.
Always good to see you out there. Always good to talking about being boarded by pirates. All the undead crew members may have scared him off, but I think a few of them were actually down below in the laboratory itself. I'm not sure. I've held that gun for it on
this, but who knows that? We've got some,
well, some xenomorphic genetical experimental type apparatus is set up, and I think the alien technology may have scared them away. I don't know. They were white as ghosts when they left. Probably ghosts this evening. I'm not quite sure. They may have expired. Perhaps their heart couldn't take it, but, we don't like to talk about our xenomorphic genetical experimentation on board the Red Mercury. Not that we're sworn to secrecy or anything, but, sometimes it just kind of scares people, I guess. And, we're just ranting, I think, this evening. After being bored today. Quite a violating experience, I can tell you. And, but the voice, the only voice, of the research vessel Red Mercury. Let's go ahead and get back to some AC/DC. If you're just joining us, we're probably about,
the middle of the set, but let's see where we're at. Red Mercury Lab,
6925 Upper Side Band. You can reach us on the forum group. You can also reach us via email. That's right. Red Mercury Lab at yahoo.com.
Thank you.
four hard-point bottle openers on board. And we just utilize one on the port side of the vessel, the port rear side, and whatever happened to the manufacturer, the ship builder, installed those on board the RV Red Mercury, or we would be up the creek, if you will. And, well, we're pretty happy those are on board.
Anyway, those drinking songs, I love them, and we're going to go ahead and get back to the ACTC here.
And if you're just joining us, well, we've been going on for a little while. And I don't know what else to tell you. Here on board the Red Mercury, we're having a good time tonight. Monday night, we'll just decompressing. And we hope you're decompressing too. We hope that you're having a good night. We hope that you're in good spirits. And we're in good spirits here on the Red Mercury. That's one of our most interesting trips, if you will. We're kind of we're kind of a midway point between here and I want to say like a really bad place. Not necessarily. Red Mercury Labs, 6925, upper side there. We're just directly viewing Red Mercury Labs at yahoo.com.
Thank you.
UTC.
Universal Time 244. Upper side band.
We're picking out just a little bit over 100 watts, 120, 30-ish. Looks like 150 on peak.
120, sure. The equipment,
it sometimes lies to us. But we don't mind, because it works. And that's what counts. So,
I want to give a shout-out to an email we just received from Dustin in Indiana.
Dustin, thank you so much for that report
via email. We'd like to check that email from time to time.
Looks like he's got a Sanjin ATS-909X with roughly 40 feet of wire carefully hidden from the neighbors.
We'd like to be hidden from the neighbors as well.
We've got some,
we've got some stealth technology we kind of borrowed from interstellar friends,
let's just put it that way.
And when we're on board the Red Mercury at times, we use that stealth technology. We attempted to use it today,
but apparently the pirates that boarded us
also had that technology. Somehow they were on our frequency.
And we're not quite sure how that happened, but I guess it did.
The Red Mercury is fine. The pirates have long since
gone, and we're just going to wrap it up here pretty soon.
Justin, thank you so much for that report. Yes, it was a rough day, but it's a pretty good night.
And I hope you're having a good night as well if you're joining us on board the Red Mercury. Let's go ahead and get back to AC/DC.